Good morning. Welcome to chapel. I want to thank Professor Rhyme for granting me the privilege to speak to you this morning. Our text this morning is taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 19 to 25. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace was exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see 4 men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the 4th is like the Son of God." So far, our text in Christ Jesus, our resurrected Savior, whose promises you and I can trust, and whose presence in our lives is something we can depend on. Dear students and faculty of Emmanuel, just before Jesus ascended into heaven, he made to each of us a promise. It is a promise that you know. It is a promise that you have often heard. In fact, I would guess that you've probably heard it so often that you don't even think about it, at least not very much. And yet it is a very, very important promise, and it has great practical application to your lives. Yes, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he promised, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Think about that for a moment. Think about how that promise was fulfilled and validated in the text that is before us. But let's begin at the end, because that's where the fulfillment is seen most dramatically and clearly. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were bound in all of their clothes, thrown into the burning fiery furnace. And what happened? Well, Nebuchadnezzar, who had been full of fury and had ordered that execution, peered into that furnace. And he assumed that he would hear a few shrieks and then see utter destruction. But he was now filled with wonder. As he looked into that furnace, he was astonished. And he asked his counselors, "What did we do? Didn't we send 3 men in there?" And most amazingly of all, he then says, "I see 4 men walking in the midst of the fire. They were unhurt. Instead of destruction, he saw calmness." And then he says, "The form of the 4th is like the Son of God." And the simple fact of the matter was that it was the Son of God, the pre-incarnate Christ, the second member of the Trinity, who upon occasion in Old Testament times did appear in physical form. "Lo, I am with you always." Even in the midst of what otherwise would be completely destructive situations. Now let's return to the beginning of the text. As Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood before King Nebuchadnezzar, and he was seething with anger, and he was making angry threats, Jesus was with them, just as much as in the furnace. He wasn't visible, but he was there. And as they stood there, no doubt in fearful anticipation, as they watched them stoke that furnace up 7 times hotter than it was, Jesus was with them. Again, you didn't see him, but he was there. And when those burly soldiers came and grabbed them and bound them and tossed them in and then were themselves killed, as those three men rolled into the furnace, Jesus was there. He was with them. You didn't see Him, but He was there every step of the way. He was there because He keeps His promises. Well, dear students, apply these truths to your lives. Jesus has been with you every step of your life up to this point. He will be with you every step of your life until the last step you take and you enter into His glory, or until He comes and visibly appears at just that right time of ultimate judgment. Have you ever found yourself under attack for your faith, for refusing to deny your faith? Will you ever in the future? Well, if you have, you can rest assured Jesus was with you. And in the future, He will be, whether that attack takes place in a university someplace, or on the job, or out in society. Have you ever found yourself before someone who has power over you, who is angry? Will you ever in the future? No doubt. Someone who might alter the course of your education, or put an end to the career advancement you hope to have, or ruin your name out in the community. Jesus will be with you even as He has in the past. Will you ever face, or have you ever faced, a situation where your life is threatened, where you aren't sure you're going to get home? Jesus will be with you, even as He has in the past. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Word lives and abides forever. And therefore, you and I never need fear. For you see, Jesus, our resurrected Savior, gave us that promise to calm our hearts, to strengthen our resolve, to assure us that we don't have to be afraid, but rather we can fulfill our callings as God leads us wherever that may be. With Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we can, with Jesus at our side, face our Nebuchadnezzars. We can face possible misfortune. We can endure the rough handling of enemies. And we can even face death without fear. For He will be there to comfort, to strengthen, to draw us close to Him as we strive faithfully to uphold His saving name. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Rejoice. Your living Savior has promised you that, and He will keep His promise always. Amen. Let's open up our hymnals to hymn 428, and let's sing stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Hymn 428, stanzas 1, 4, and 5.